Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hey, everybody. This is Lisa Campion, and we are here on The Miracle of Healing right here on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. And boy, do I have a person who's doing that today in such a big way, in such a way that's very near and dear to my own heart. So we have PR guru Mary Ann Bohr today, and she wrote this beautiful book called The Gift Within Us, Intuition, Spirituality, and the Power of Our Inner Voice. And the reason this is so near and dear to me is that Mary Ann's been a public relations consultant, PR consultant, who's worked with a lot of authors, a lot of very, very talented psychics and empaths and intuitives. And she, after years of doing very high level PR work, she decided that it was time to collect some of the experiences that she had, some of the information she had about these like incredibly intuitive, highly gifted intuitive people, and present that to the world in a way that helps them, you know, their voices get heard and helps us as readers and people understand the incredible power of our intuition. So welcome to the show, Mary Ann.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Oh, I'm so, like I said, I'm super glad to have you here because this is kind of like, you know, this is my thing. Tell me a little bit about how you came to be going from a PR person who's representing people to writing books yourself and this topic. Like, how did it come to you?
Well, basically, I've been a PR person for years. I still am. Some years ago, if you remember the year 2000, everybody was scared of Y2K. What's going to happen? Is the world going to end? And now that seems like so silly because look what we're living in now in 2020.
Right.
But people were scared of Y2K. And I had a client in Manhattan who was putting up a giant digital clock counting in Midtown Manhattan, counting down the days and seconds until the year 2000. And he wanted national press for this big digital clock on 34th Street. So it came to me that I should find highly gifted psychics and mediums, have them come together and do a press conference for journalists about what will happen in the year 2000. And the reason I mention this is it was highly successful. I sat them separately at different tables, speed dating style, and 75 journalists showed up to this thing, including the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, CBS News, and of course, Entertainment Tonight and those types. And they could each get 3 minutes with each of the gifted people and ask them world event questions, celebrity questions, personal. I mention this for two reasons. It did generate lots of national and global press. But the guy from the Wall Street Journal came up, he was shaking, and he said, "Marianne, I'm not going to lie to you. I came here to make fun of these gifted people, but they were so accurate, I'm still in shock." And the second reason is I ended up becoming close friends and still am with a number of these very gifted psychics and mediums. And over the years, it annoyed me as a communicator, as are you, how they were perceived by the media. A lot of people would make fun of what they do or figure that they're just fakes or charlatans. And a lot of these people struggled as young people with their gifts. Some were bullied, some were frightened, some were closeted for years.
Yep.
So anyway, I started writing their stories, and I now have 33 profile chapters about these gifted people in my book, their own stories from when they were little till now, and also their advice to all of us coming from what they've learned. So they impart that. And I also have their contact information at the end of the book in case anyone wants to reach any of them. They're all highly gifted, high integrity people. But that's, so it started as a labor of love to tell my friends' stories. Mm-hmm. Then organically, my guides kind of said, "But Marianne, there's more to this." Not all, when people say, "Oh, we're all psychic," I kind of balk at that because not everybody has the level of ability that some of these gifted people have. I mean, we all can sing, but not everyone can sing like Adele. So there's different levels of this gift. However, each and every single last one of us has the ability to connect with this divine wisdom, to access this divine guidance just by listening to our own inner voice. And it's not difficult, but the one thing that stands in the way of it for a lot of people is I give six simple steps to accessing your inner voice. And one of them is take your ego down a couple of pegs, be humble, and just listen. You need to understand that you are loved and that we're always getting inspirations. I mean, all of us have had gut feelings. All of us have had hunches. The expression I just used, it just came to me. We've all had that experience. But a lot of us think that we have to be super master meditators or do something special in order to develop this connection, access the divine wisdom. And no, I'm a case in point. I think people who can meditate for hours are fantastic, but I just don't have that ability. I'm a white knuckler. So if I can access this and I can understand that they're reaching me with this wonderful inspiration, frankly, all the time, or if I have a problem, I can ask for help. And oftentimes answers will come. I want other people to understand that that's there. Now, that doesn't mean sometimes answers don't come. Sometimes we're in kind of the spiritual desert where we're meant to struggle. Because as you know, we're on the planet as human beings to help our souls grow. So sometimes we're meant to grapple with some things. But in my experience, oftentimes, like if you're going to buy a house or move to another state or something, don't you kind of get quiet for a minute? Everybody does. And think, it's kind of like you're listening. We all do this. I mean, we don't recognize that we're doing it. But we need to know on a daily basis that they love us. They want to communicate with us. Another analogy they gave to me is like when I was raised Catholic, I still embrace that. This book is not about religion, by the way. I don't care what religion you are. If you're any religion, this transcends religion, this ability to connect. We are all loved and we're all worthy of receiving that love. But one analogy was, you know, people that pray sometimes thinking they're like speaking into a phone, asking for help, and they're wondering, am I worthy? Are they listening? What are they going to say? What they don't know is that they are also have a receiver. They want to connect with us in a loving way. And it's not like you're necessarily going to see visions or anything. It's as simple as a thought coming to your head is how I describe it. So like, for example, the cover of my book, okay, I have to honestly say that this idea of a bow on a white background, very simple, that kind of came to me. It was inspired. Simplicity. So I don't take full credit for these things sometimes.
And even the whole idea of the book, like you talk about being drafted, right? Like that you had that experience of, was that your intuition sort of kicking in and guiding you to do this book?
Again, it was very organic. I mean, I ended up doing this press conference. I think I knew one psychic in my whole life who's in the book, by the way, Nancy Meyer. She's wonderful. She's from where I live in Pittsburgh. But it just organically happened that I became so close to so many. I felt like I met my family, you know, like I've known these people for thousands of years and they were so wonderful and gifted and great. And then it organically grew that I started writing their stories. And then that organically grew into, because somebody said, another agent said, you should write a psychic directory. I'm like, oh no, yeah. I am not writing. I'm not exploiting these people. Right. I'm going to just tell stories. So I came upon the number 33 because it's a very spiritual master number. I'm not writing 100 best psychics. I'm not saying top psychics, best. I'm not doing that. I know that they're all very gifted. But so that grew into this other message of the fact that, yes, I want to legitimize that people with these gifts are genuinely gifted. They help so many people. They're regular. You won't, except for James von Prague, who's a very famous medium, as you know, who gave me a quote for the cover of the book. The people in my book are not generally celebrity psychics. Okay. Right. They're regular people. Somebody said to me, I can't believe that they have regular problems. Some of them are divorced. Some of them were in abusive relations. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean if you're gifted that your life is perfect.
Well, that's right.
The second message was that we all have access to this divine wisdom just by listening to our own inner voice. And that's the message that they gave to me. So what I'm imparting here today is basically their message to us, that we're loved, that they can communicate with us and they can help us.
And when you say they, do you mean spirit guides? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. My daughter 2 days ago asked me in the car, she goes, Mom, when you say your guides, what are you talking about? And I thought for a minute, I thought, you know, yes, I believe in God personally, but I also believe like I have collaborators on this plane, right? Mm-hmm. I believe I have collaborators on that plane. And that would include, I guess, God, our higher self, angels, guides, maybe our deceased loved ones. I'm a human, so I can't know for sure. But I do know that they're there to help us. They're rooting for us. That's the other thing. They really want us to succeed, period. Mm-hmm. It's all about love, and but they're also super wise. And frankly, with the state of the world, we need to access that wisdom.
Yeah, that's kind of what my driving force in my life too has always been dealing with my own gifts, which my story is probably pretty similar to the people that you talk to, struggling, trying to figure out how to turn it off, trying not to be think I was crazy or have other people think I was crazy, trying to sort of stay out of a mental hospital because they put, they put people like me in mental hospitals sometimes. And, and with all the struggle that I went through and sort of thrashing things through in the 60s and 70s, before there were books like you wrote, before there were psychics on TV, before there was sort of more of an opening now than there is now. And it was such a struggle, and a kind of struggle that made me strong and gave me a passion for training people so that they don't have to struggle like I did, and that's kind of what helps me, makes me spring out of bed in the morning is I want to do my part to help people not have to learn the hard way like I did. And so that's, I feel like there's a lot of that message in the book that you wrote.
Oh, yes, most certainly. I mean, it sprung out of a concern for my friends. Some were put on medication as children.
Yeah.
One person's mom beat her up and said, you never should do that. And many were, some were supported, I will say, but it was more rare. And I have one guy, Eddie Connor, who's from the South, and he grew up in the South and he's gay. And so he said it was always beaten up for being gay. But when he came out as a psychic, it was 1,000 times
worse. Yeah, I know. People really, so there's the, it's the devil thing, but there's also the sort of the poo-pooing, or like what you said about the reporter who was there like to mock them, or make fun of them. Why do you think it is that that intuitives and psychics have been so, disrespected, and in the past they were kind of revered and then disrespected and then revered and then disrespected? Like, what's up with that? And where are we now on that spectrum?
Oh, it's better than it was 20 years ago when I did that press event, but it's out of fear, essentially. Okay. Because the people that are born with this level of giftedness, they kind of have a little bit of an edge on us. Okay. They are more in tune with this beautiful divine wisdom. So it doesn't mean their lives are perfect or anything like that. But the other message of the book is that we all have access to that. And again, it isn't necessarily about religion. I have a chapter about scientists like Dean Radin and Dr. Schwartz, who have been studying psychic ability for years. And they're brave because the scientific community, it's a taboo. You shouldn't talk about it. But it's funny. I have a family friend that I interviewed for this book, Father Flynn. He became a bishop and then an archbishop. I haven't talked to Father Flynn or Archbishop Flynn in at least 20 years. So I called him a couple of years ago to ask him, and I expected him to say something like, well, you're Catholic, Marianne, this is the work of the I didn't know what he would say. And I have him quoted in the book, in my first chapter, The New Spirituality, and I have a quote of his on the back, and I'll just read it. He was so lovely. He just died in the fall, unfortunately, but he was so amazing, this man. He said the exact opposite of what I feared he would say. He said that people, saints, even Jesus, had these abilities for years. And he says this in the book, this direct connection has always been available to all of us. Some receive this guidance through prayer, some through meditation, and others by simply listening to their inner voice. We all have access to divine wisdom. It's just a matter of knowing and trusting that we are loved and worthy of receiving that guidance. And I was like, this is a Catholic archbishop.
Yeah.
So I tried to write a chapter where I interviewed like rabbis and Methodist ministers, and nobody would go on record about intuition because there still is that little bit of taboo around it, but it's time to break through that because I'll give you another analogy that the powers that be is what I call them. My guides gave me. If you can imagine a classroom full of kindergarten kids, 5 and 6 years old, left alone in that room for the whole 8-hour day, you can imagine there would be bullying and craziness and mayhem. Well, that's without adult supervision, of course. That's kind of like the state of the world. We've kind of run amok. Ego took over. A lot of people are selfish. They care about money, money, money. And unfortunately, and I I knew something, my friends told me something was coming in 2020. They didn't say a virus. We didn't know what, but they said there'd be a major correction that would help us, raise human consciousness, help the planet, change the way we view things. And I think we've been a little humbled to understand that it's not all about us and how fantastic we are. We need to understand that that guidance is going to help us move forward in our personal lives, as well as the whole planet.
Yeah, it feels like a heart opening to me. Like, you know, we were really kind of stuck in the me, you know, if you know the chakras, it's like the me of the third chakra. And this whole thing has put us into our heart sort of collectively, or given us an opportunity to come up into our heart and like reconsider our values, reconsider what's important to us. And I feel like many of the other psychics and intuitives that I know are already in that place of the heart. You know, they're already living in that place. And what do you think about that? Does that match your experience of how you experience those people?
Yes. I mean, again, I'm not sure exactly what defines it, but different souls are in different places. Some people will never get anything about helping other people. They'll always be me. They'll be stuck.
Yeah.
I think though that, and there are people on your side of the fence and our side of the fence that really do get it, but there's this vast number of people in between. And one of the things I quote in my book is, if you've heard of Pew Research, P-E-W, did research and they found the fastest growing category of people are what they call spiritual, but not religious. Hmm. They have turned away from traditional religion, but they're yearning for that spiritual connection. And that is who the audience that I'm trying to shine this light on, this dark space for, that they have a place that you don't, I mean, again, if you want to go to church or anywhere, synagogue, more power to you. However, you don't need that place. It's right here, right? Mm. They're with us. And we just have to have the wisdom to listen and realize that we have help. We have some kind of guidance there. That's kind of it. So yes, the people you're describing, they're there already. And the people that will never move into that space, I'm not really worried about them. It's the people in between, the huge audience of people that are seeking help.
That's great. Yeah. And I think it's, you know, you've talked about a few blocks. It's like when I teach psychic development, what I notice that I have to work through people's blocks before they're ready to really maybe move forward. And you've talked about a few of them that I encounter. Fear is a big one. Ego is another one. What are the other ones? Tell us more about those ones.
Well, I have these six simple steps, and one of them is feeling that you're not worthy. Being afraid to ask for help. No. I mean, I think I say something here. Basically, I write, do you think that God, the universe, and the powers that be are too busy to care about our personal problems and to answer our questions or assist us in finding the right path going forward? And I say, you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, remember the famous words, ask and you shall receive. Well, yes, but we think we're just not worthy of that. And frankly, they want us to succeed. They're there to help us. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of other blocks. Again, people that worry that they're not meditating the right way. No, I mean, you do need to quiet your mind. You need to take a couple seconds and just be open, but you don't have to be a master meditator, go to another realm or anything like that.
It's about being receptive, really, like turning yourself into a receiver for the moment and then listening to what you get after that.
Yeah. And there's not any real special voice or anything. I mean, it's nothing scary. I think the fear factor is people say to me, well, what if I find out things I don't want to know, or if they tell me something bad?
Right.
We've all had the experience of you're going somewhere, you're driving your kid to school, and one day you think, oh, I'm going to go this way instead. And then you find out later that maybe something happened, an accident or something. We get directed a lot. We just don't recognize where it's coming from. And once we realize and listen to our inner voice, you can really, your life can change in a very positive way. You can make decisions that are better for your future, right? That doesn't mean we're not going to stumble and have difficulty. That's part of what life is. Mm. But it's, I don't want to say like a superpower. I don't want to put it that way at all. It's an accessing that divine wisdom really sets you off on the right path much more than stumbling along forever, going down a path that's maybe not good for you.
So so curious about your six steps. What do you, can you share some of them? Like, what are
well,
some of
the I think ones? I've referenced a couple. The first is quiet your mind, right? Which is very hard for me, but I do it. And sometimes they get me when I'm just waking up. You know, I have no choice. I mean, or I'm in the shower, you know, be humble, take your ego down a few pegs. Trust your gut. That's the other thing. We've all had those gut feelings. Sometimes people will discount that and go, well,
right.
it doesn't fit with my rational mind. That makes no sense. Trust your gut. You need, if it's your rational mind is arguing with you about something else you're feeling, pay attention to that other thing you're feeling. Okay.
Because we know what happens when we don't listen, right?
You're going to get it. You're going to get the lesson, you know, again, if it's not going with your rational mind, chances are you're getting a very strong inspiration gut feeling that's coming from your guides. Ask for help. I said that already. Be open and believe that we're not alone in this world. Hmm. A lot of times people, especially now, we're being forced to turn inward. We're being forced to be home and with our families. It's the perfect time to understand that even though you feel sequestered, you're not alone. We're all part of this amazing collective of people on this plane and entities on that plane. And so really tune in. That's the last thing. Become adept at hearing your inner voice. Like I said, as much as I'm not a great meditator, I can distinguish now. I have that muscle developed where I can kind of distinguish between something that I'm just thinking about versus maybe an inspiration that I'm getting. Again, even the name of this book, that's an important, you've written books, Lisa. That's an important thing. And I had so many different kind of working titles and whatever, and it didn't feel right. And then that just kind of, again, came to me. So I listened. I was smart enough, thank goodness, to write things down. That's the other thing. Sometimes in the middle or like at 4 a.m. when I was writing this book, I don't know if you've had this experience, I'd be awakened and I'd run into my office and I'd just write down what was coming to me.
Yeah.
And then the morning I'd read it. Oh, wow. That's really, you know, amazing.
No, like 3 o'clock in the morning, they say is when your pineal gland is the most active, you know, is the most alight. And that's the one that, you know, connects us to our psychic vision and our higher guidance and all of that.
Yeah. It's amazing how they're brilliant, and I say they, again, the powers that be, whatever way you want to define it, it's all good energy, but they're also funny. You know, oftentimes when I was writing this book, I had to laugh because it's like working with the writer's room at Saturday Night Live sometimes. The humor, the irony, people think that New Age things are so serious and scary. And that's why I did not want to have, you know, stars and things on my book. I didn't want it to feel New Agey because it's not all that serious, dark, scary, you know, haunting. It's much more bright and
fun. It's not like a paranormal TV show. It's more full of light.
We have to get out of that stereotype, right? Mm. I mean, it's easy to promote things about psychic ability around Halloween.
Right. Or if there's a demon involved and then it's, you know, then it's like suddenly attracts people's attention, but it's not. There's this other side that you're talking about. So like useful and enlightening and empowering and comforting and, you know, moving us forward on our path. But Marianne, how, since we're almost out of time here, how can people reach you and where can they get your book?
Well, if you go on Amazon, you just type in The Gift Within Us or my name, Marianne Boehrer, Boehrer, and it will pop up and you can, there it is, paperback and Kindle. So there's my book. And also you can go to my website, which is just my name, MarianneBoehrer.com, and you'll get information there. And my daughter's gotten me on Instagram now. So I'm taking some excerpts from the book, little quotes from the different people in it, and just doing a quote here and a quote there. Because at the end of each chapter, the pearls of wisdom that come out of the people, for example, if I was interviewing you, Lisa, and at the end I would say, what do you want to tell people that you've learned from all of this? And some of the things they say about the universe and love, and it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And they're just, they're just channeling, they're imparting messages that they're getting. So I want people to know one other thing. I have a daughter. I love my husband, love my family, love my parents, but there's a special love. I don't know if you have children.
I do. I have a daughter too.
It's this intense feeling. And they can like, whatever they do to you, if they're snarky, you still feel that way.
Yeah.
They love us like that. And they want people to know that they love us so strongly that they want to help us. So we need to listen. And that's what the book is about.
Well, Marianne, thank you so much for joining me today. This is such a fun show for me to do. And it's really, like I said, it's such a close one to my own heart. So thank you so much. On behalf of all intuitives and psychics everywhere, thank you so much for writing this book. And I hope all of you guys that are listening and watching go out and snap up that book right now.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks. Yeah, I do too. Yeah, let's talk some more. And thank all of you guys for being here today. You can pop over to my website and see me at lisacampion.com. I hope you come and visit. And thank you so much for joining us today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.